You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
It's time for our weekly catch-up with the ACT Party's Karen Chua.
Today I spoke to Karen Chua about ongoing issues with Kiwi Rail track infrastructure, the government's recent announcement that they will be increasing the ute tax, and ACT's stance on calls for Aotearoa to become a republic and remove the British monarchy as our head of state. Here is that interview. The first topic I wanted to talk to you about today would be the train issues that have come up across the country. So here in Auckland, all trains were abruptly cancelled on Friday, and some trains have been cancelled indefinitely due to a Kiwi Rail track infrastructure problem. What do you think about this situation?
Look, I think, you know, Auckland and Wellington commuters have rail which works really well when it runs on time and things are going well. And huge investment has been put into the Auckland network over the past 20 years. But when things go wrong, there doesn't seem to be any accountability, and they're throwing a whole lot of money in, and nobody seems to want to take responsibility for that. And so we really think that the people operating the trains should be held accountable and have contract performance standards and have their payments stopped if the trains are at fault or if the rail's at fault. There has to be some accountability, but we've put major money into this infrastructure and there should be no excuses as to why this is happening.
Do you believe that Kiwi Rail has been an effective investment?
Well, you know, infrastructure is always used as like a political tool. We tend to spend our infrastructure budget very poorly. We have we're undisciplined. We don't have debt caps, and we don't need to really provide a real return on capital. And I think we really need to have a good look at how we are investing in our infrastructure in the future to make sure that this sort of stuff doesn't happen.
And in Wellington, in particular, which has also experienced mass issues with trains, activist groups have been demanding that the government reinstate nationwide passenger rail networks. Do you think this would be beneficial for Aotearoa?
Yeah, look, I think ACT has a policy and an infrastructure policy document. It's really complicated and hard to go through the whole thing at once. Simon, our infrastructure spokesperson, can probably speak to this better. But we really need to re-look at how we are funding these projects and making sure that the money has been spent wisely and that we're forward planning. And so we have a policy where we would take it out of the politicians' hands to be reactionary and just put out policies that may not be we may not be capable of delivering, and actually make sure that local governments actually have a bigger say into what they need in their areas and where the funding should go.
Last week we spoke a bit about encouraging more people to use public transport by making it more affordable and accessible. Is this a priority for ACT, and how would you achieve this?
Yeah, I really think we need to get the current infrastructure that we do have in place working well. In order to get people into public transport, we need to make sure that public transport is reliable. And we've been hearing lots of stories all around the country about how unreliable it's becoming. And it's hard to build that trust back when you have children standing on the side of the road when a school bus doesn't come or doesn't stop for them, when you have people waiting 2 hours at a bus station and a bus just doesn't show up. So I think it's about, we need to make sure that the current infrastructure that we've got in place and the current buses and trains are actually running efficiently, and people will get back on them if they can trust them.
The next topic I wanted to talk to you about was the announcement last week that the ute tax will be increasing. What do you think about this decision?
Oh, look, I just think that this whole policy needs to be scrapped. Making cheap and reliable cars more expensive for people who are just trying to get on with life and feed their families is just quite insulting. It's actually one of the Labor's dumbest policies. You know, the last clean car discount paid out around $80 million to Tesla owners. it didn't actually help our environment whatsoever. Shifting to EVs don't reduce total emissions in this country because they won't use the carbon credits under the ETS, so they're just freeing those credits up for someone else to use. So it's a policy that sounds good, but at the end of the day, it's just paying rich people to have nicer cars, while poorer people who are just trying to get on with life are getting taxed for using a vehicle that they have no other choice but to use.
Deputy Prime Minister Carmel Cipollone has defended this policy, stating that it's just a one-off cost and that some New Zealanders are purchasing these vehicles for not practical reasons. Do you think this is a fair justification for the tax?
Look, who are we in Parliament to tell people to justify why they buy a certain vehicle? I just think this is just getting way too far into our lives, and it's none of government's business why you've purchased a vehicle. And the problem with saying it's just a one-off fee is actually quite hard on those who are down in the Hawke's Bay right now, who are having to replace a lot of their vehicles that some may have been quite new, that are paying this tax all over again. So there are lots of different issues with this tax, but ACT would repeal the ute tax and the Zero Carbon Act because these just drive bad policy, and they also pick winners, and it's very divisive. It's making people who drive an EV being a good person, and then if you're caught driving a ute or a petrol vehicle, you're a bad person. It's not necessarily true, and we shouldn't be creating this divisive kind of policy.
So then is shifting New Zealanders into cleaner vehicles a priority for ACT? Because by getting rid of some of those acts, it would seem perhaps not.
Well, the thing is that this policy doesn't actually achieve that, because whilst they say it's to reduce emissions, it's not actually reducing emissions. It's just freeing up those credits for someone else to use. So if they really wanted to reduce emissions, they would be looking at different policies. This policy does not reduce our total emissions.
And lastly, I wanted to ask you, after the coronation of the king this weekend, we've seen some calls, in particular from Te Pāti Māori, for Aotearoa to become a republic. The Prime Minister has stated that this isn't a priority right now. What is ACT's stance on New Zealand potentially becoming a republic?
Yeah, I'd have to agree with the Prime Minister. Right now, we have a whole lot of issues in our country that take priority over that conversation. Right now, we have high unattendance at school from our children. We have ram raids happening almost every night. We have people struggling to feed their families, and we're dealing with an inflation problem right now. And so, I mean, I have to agree with our party leader, David, when he said, if you can explain to us how ditching the king will help with any of those issues, then we're all ears. But right now, this is just a distraction, and we need to be concentrating on what's actually affecting New Zealanders right now, and it's the cost of living.
Do you believe we have an obligation under Te Tiriti to become a republic?
Like I said,